Mexican Border State Governor, AG Clash Over Female Homicides. By Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on May 13, 2022. A Mexican border state governor and the attorney general are clashing over controversies stemming from female homicides in the region. The AG's office is tasked with investigating the cause of the women's violent death, said Nuevo León Attorney General Gustavo Adolfo Guerrero during a video message responding to State Governor Samuel Garcia. And you, Mr. Governor, as the one responsible for the security of the state, are tasked with protecting them and avoiding their death. The issue comes at a time when Garcia has been uploading videos on social media to make an energetic call to the AG's office to show their face and to turn over a case file dealing with the homicide investigation of Yolanda Martinez Cadena. The female victim went missing on March 31 and her decomposed body was recently discovered next to some poison. Authorities have pointed to a possible suicide, something that has caused even more controversy. In his video, Garcia stood alongside Martinez's relatives and said that they had asked for the case file and were given the runaround to avoid showing their face and giving the truth. It is worrisome to be using the victims in media like the governor has been doing constantly, said Guerrero said during the video. Worse yet, to expose them to the public's judgment without respect for their pain and with an end that is obviously not the search for justice. In his video response, Guerrero said he had turned the case file to the Nuevo León Victims Commission and, for Garcia to request a case file like that outside of the law, showed his ignorance. I invite you to respect the Constitution, he said. Garcia is the nephew of a former Gulf cartel boss, and his family's wealth allegedly came from the embezzlement of his uncle's funds. Breitbart Texas reported exclusively on shell companies linked to Garcia Sepulveda and his relatives, including one where the listed owner was a drug dealer for Los Zetas. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Brandon Darby and Senior Breitbart Management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Ildefonso Ortiz and Senior Breitbart Management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com.